First of all, the attacker was declared dead yesterday, Sunday, and was buried yesterday. The prosecutor in Moroni declared that investigators were to interrogate him yesterday morning, and they found him dead in his cell. The president, on the other hand, is said to be okay.
You said the authorities said the attacker died in prison. Did they say how he died?
The attacker was arrested on the spot and was taken by the president's bodyguard, security officers, to the presidential palace, where he was interrogated but didn't say anything. Then he was taken to the gendarmerie, sort of, you know, the police, you know, or military police. And the prosecutor declared to the press that the attacker was dead. No medical information was given. He was buried in his village. We have no report from medical authorities about the death, the reason.
There was tension in Comoros following the last election. Is it possible that the latest incident could be related to continuing displeasure about the last election?
Indeed, there is tension. There is no dialogue between the opposition and power. There are still prisoners, political prisoners, like the President Sambi, the former president, who is in life imprisonment. And there will be elections in December, January of this year. For the last month, or of 2 months, there has not been tension as such in the streets. But for the last few, 2 to 3 weeks, we have been seeing parties, new parties, being declared, or at least through press conference. You can say that the situation, there is tension in the society because of many things, also because prices are very high. There are lack of commodities, you know, of, you know, basic food like rice, sometimes, you know, chicken wings and so. So the situation is tense. But despite that, there has not been like violence in the street as such.